100 Word Stories.
Hi there! This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. The topic for this week's weekly challenge is a pick two. Indigo, Anchor, Shell, Squeaky Clean, Jaw, and Amphibious. And we got a whole bunch of stories in from y'all. So, why not share the stories? Here we go.
Greetings, good people. Rick Thomas here from Fort Myers, Florida, with today's offering on the weekly challenge titled Indigo Child. Jilly was born with blue eyes, cornflower blue. By age four, they had darkened, quite dark. Not black, rather dark purple. Indigo. Mama called her indigo child. Not for her eyes, though. Jilly saw things. Daddy went fishing. Jilly knew what he'd catch. Sissy went on a date. Jilly knew Sissy was getting a baby in her tummy. A girl. And the day that neighbor boy got killed by a car, Jilly cried 10 minutes before it happened. Now grown, talents honed sharp. Jilly was a lottery office legend and banned from nearly every roulette wheel in Vegas.
Hello, night people. Tom here, in the center of an inferno. Due north of us is just under 1 million acres of burn, and to the south and east is the fire, which is going to have 400,000 acres, because fires up here just tend to join each other. So we're just monitoring it. What can you do? But I do have a story. And tonight's story is called Merry Christmas, Mr. Putin. Operation Indigo Jaw was so wildly successful, you've never heard of it. Not so much of a scrap of paper in the Gang of Eight's monthly enclave. Everyone in the chain knew it was going operational. But for once, all those media-hungry dupes collectively saw it was truly in their best interest to keep it under wraps. "I want no fingerprints on this," said Biden. So, as it came to pass, as the Star of Bethlehem rose in the east, a lone wise man with a serious right hook landed a Merry Christmas shot to V. Putin's head. Epic bruise. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. Episode number 102 just came out on the book Find Layla. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 754. It's a pick two challenge. Here's my story. The sailor with the indigo anchor tattoo laughed,
"Ugh, ugh, 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 ugh,"
and threw up what looked like partially digested spinach. The man with the wiener dog leaned forward and whispered to Bilbert, "I saw you at headquarters right after it blew up. Your mom works there, doesn't she?" Bilbert didn't remember seeing the man and didn't entirely trust him. He only shrugged. The man scratched his dog's head and laughed. "That's okay. You don't know me. I'm Durgal Vanderhunt, Wiener Dog Man. I brought Snail Man to the ER. His shell got cracked when HQ blew up." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Ugh, 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 ugh. This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Gonna make you squeaky clean, inside and out. Gonna drug you up, cut out your tongue, pop your eyeballs out, and slice off them ears. You gonna see no, speak no, hear no evil. When I'm done with you, gonna sandpaper off that dirty flesh, right down to the bone, then polish them bones till they shine. You gonna gleam like glazed porcelain when I'm done. Gonna fill you full of bleach and flush you through, wash away all that gunk and nastiness you've been hiding away. Gonna make you an empty vessel. But first, I'm gonna dirty you up.
Hi everyone, I hope you're well and safe, and this is my story for this week. Indigo, wash those windows squeaky clean, you hear? Yes, ma'am. Indigo, those windows are our money makers, you hear? Yes, ma'am. Indigo, look at those mountains, aren't they magnificent? Yes, ma'am, they are. Indigo, have you ever been up there? No, ma'am, I haven't. You? Don't ask questions. Work, work, work. Yes, ma'am. He stood by the windows and looked up. If he did leave right now, would he still have a job when he returned? Indigo this, Indigo that. Where are you going, Indigo? He waved and left. The mountains would never be stifled by window frames for him again. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard. And this is my pick two story for October, for which I've picked Anchor and Jaw. Is called Not Again. Didn't we have Anchor last week? The aspiring author interjected as the lecturer chalked up the weekly writing challenge on the board. He carefully placed the chalk down and turned to face his protagonist, arms folded, jaw set in a frown. Yes, you did. And you'll be having it again next week, and the week after, and for as long as I see fit. The novice shrugged. I thought this was a creative writing group. Can't you come up with something other than Anchor? Of course I can. But I'm not the one who's learning to be creative, am I? Okay, there you go. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
For 47 years, Mama Franklin ran Mama's Cafe. All over the walls, photos of her with everyone who'd been anyone, never smiling. From open to close, people filled every booth, every table, and a line around the block. Every time Mama made the place bigger, the line got bigger too. When the riots came, People wrapped a line around Mama's. "Don't mess with Mama," they chanted. Mama told them to all go away, go home. After 47 years, she was tired, and she wanted the place to burn. The insurance money would get her far away, and she'd never cook again.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics that you can see up at the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Hey, there's another weekly challenge coming next week. Duh. The topic will be money. For instructions on how to be a part of this, go to the website oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click weekly challenge, and follow the instructions. Or don't follow the instructions. Do whatever you want. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this week in, week out. It's October, scary, creepy Halloween month. Nothing special happening this Saturday. Nothing at all. Ignore it. Yeah. man, I bought myself a new desktop. It should hopefully arrive this week. I was going to get the 3080 in it, going to get the 3090 in it, but you know how that's turning out, so dropping a 5700 in. Odds are that I'm going to put in a big Navi before I end up with a 3080 or a 3090. And then I got to get a racing wheel and pedals, and I'm going to play car games. So yeah, those look fun. I'm sure that'll be fun for like 5 minutes until, oh, I need a gear shift. Well, I don't drive a fucking stick. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.